Brigitte Kopelnicki is the superintendent of Conseil Scolaire du Nord-Ouest. She joins us on the line here today. Brigitte, thank you very much for joining us. École 80 in Peace River is now the new École 80 in Peace River. Comments on the fact that the new school, even though it's been up and running for a little while, is in operation.
It is. The new school has been in operation since October of 2023.
How much more does this new school and this new facility give the students? Because if I'm not mistaken, students are number one, are they not?
Definitely, and this is the reason why we advocated for this new building. Basically, the old school, which was the old McGrath, that Peace River School Division was the owner, was a elementary school. It was built as an elementary school, so it's not made to have high school students, basically. So this new school is, there's an entire wing dedicated for our high school students with a shop, with dry lab, with a lab, like a science lab, a real science lab. And so the kids are excited about this. They can make projects. They can do labs. They have everything they need right now in that building. And our elementary students, well, now they have a little bit more light. The other school was pretty dark in the classrooms. The windows were small. So now it's very light, the natural lighting. There's lots of space. Everybody is happy right now with the new school.
It certainly sounds like the future is bright, especially
yes,
for the new school and for the students. And I'm guessing parents, staff, and stakeholders as well, on their behalf, how needed was this school?
Well, you know, the parents are our best partners. The school board did advocate for this school, but the parents were a big driver for this announcement that we got in 2019. The parents wanted their kids to continue their education, Francophone education, at École 80. They wanted their child to have access to infrastructure that will be able to offer the classes and the courses they need. So thank you to all the parents that were involved in this. And, yeah, it's time to celebrate this accomplishment. It's, you know, 24 years in waiting for this building.
That is for sure. What are some of the other response and what are some of the other responses that parents, staff, stakeholders, CSNO administration, students, how much more response and how has been, what has some of the other response been in regards to the new school being open for the 2024 year?
Well, people appreciate that we maximize the space. The space has different purposes. There's a lot of flexibility. You know, teaching in 2024 is not the same as teaching in 1964. So the building is now ready to accommodate this 21st century teaching. So everyone is excited about that. The projects, the space to make those projects and to develop learning commons and the flex that the school offers is incredible. So the parents, the members of the community, when they come in, they appreciate the openness. You know, it's not closed in. We have beautiful, like I said earlier, the natural light that comes in. It's a very positive learning environment, you know, and the teachers are not, you know, before it was in circle, you know, that school went in circle, you kind of felt alone in your little classroom because you didn't really see anyone. That is not the case in this new school. You know, there's occasion for collaborating. Teachers can help each other. They see each other. The students see each other. So it's very exciting.
With the new school now in full operation here, Madam Kropelnicki, how much in your mind do you think this will be a stepping stone towards the next priority on CSNO's priority list, which is the modernization of L'École Héritage.
In Solaire, yes. Well, you know, we were done with one project and we move on to another. So École Héritage is a beautiful building. We didn't ask for a new build on that one. But we did ask to modernize the building. Last time it was modernized was in 1987, 97, sorry. So it needs a little love. It needs to be updated to, like I said, to the teaching that we do right now. Teaching in 97 is not the same thing as in 2024. So we have to keep up with the demand, and our kids deserve it. They deserve the best. So we got our design letter from the minister, and we can't wait to start the design of the new space.
I'm sure you're also looking forward to, please correct me if I'm wrong here, to the celebration that's coming up on Friday at the new school with the new École 80 with the grand opening, correct?
It is. This Friday, we're doing the official inauguration of the building. It starts at 1:30. We have, official ceremony, and then people who want to visit the school, they can after that. It's time to celebrate and be thankful for this new space that we have, and say thank you to the province of Alberta for having this project go forward.
One last question here, Brigitte. With this new school, again, now in circulation, how bright do you think the future looks for the Francophone school and Francophone education community heading forward, especially here in the Peace region?
Well, it's very bright, inside and out. Like, we have full staff going on right now. Everybody's welcome. We have room. We have space to grow in each group. So we're pretty excited. It's a pre-K to 12. And we do have a daycare in that building as well, a certified daycare. So, you know, we are here to offer the Francophone community Francophone services for education. And École de 80 is on a good start right now to offer this to the community.
Brigitte Kropelnicki is the superintendent of Conseil Scolaire du Nord-Ouest. Brigitte, I appreciate your time. C'est ma plaisir. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Have a good day.